Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The night across Israel is calm and clear, with a gentle breeze providing some relief from the day's warmth. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. In Jerusalem, skies remain clear, promising a pleasant night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF tightens siege on Bint Jebel as airstrikes support ground advance against Hezbollah, according to Ynet in the last few minutes. Also, the army blocks access and escape routes at Bint Jebel, cutting off Hezbollah's supply lines, reports Walla Justin. Also this hour, Israeli leaders slam Erdogan after Turkish prosecutors file war crime charges against them, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, IDF chief orders immediate readiness for a possible return to war with Iran. I-24 News informs us from earlier this hour. And finally, Iran's ceasefire teeters as IDF continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon, while the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, according to JTA from earlier today. From X, the latest. Eitan Chitayat, an Israeli creative director, posted minutes ago emphasizing the stakes involving Western civilization in the ongoing conflict. The account known as the J-Bull Market highlighted the ongoing myth surrounding the Strait of Hormuz closure, noting that a significant portion of oil supply continues to flow despite the tensions. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted earlier that Donald Trump described the Iran talks as friendly, but noted they broke down over nuclear ambitions, with a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz being put in place. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Bint Jebel. As reported by Ynet, Israeli forces are advancing with heavy air support, targeting Hezbollah fighters as they emerge. The siege aims to cut off supplies and prevent any reinforcements from reaching the area. This strategy reflects a significant escalation in the conflict, with potential implications for broader regional stability. Meanwhile, Walla informs us that the army has effectively isolated Bint Jebel by severing key routes. This tactical move is part of a larger campaign to weaken Hezbollah's hold in southern Lebanon. Military sources stress the importance of this operation in diminishing Hezbollah's operational capabilities. The local civilian population could face further hardships as a result of these intensified military activities. Turning to diplomatic tensions, JNS reports that Turkish prosecutors have charged Israeli leaders with war crimes. Prime Minister Netanyahu has criticized Erdogan, emphasizing Israel's commitment to confronting Iran's proxies. This development could strain Israel-Turkey relations, impacting diplomatic ties and regional alliances. Meanwhile, the IDF chief has ordered forces to remain ready for conflict with Iran, reports I-24 News. This decision underscores the heightened alert due to ongoing regional tensions. The potential for escalation remains high, affecting both military readiness and civilian preparedness. And finally, the JTA highlights the fragile state of the Iran ceasefire. Despite continued IDF operations against Hezbollah, diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region persist. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz adds complexity to the situation, with global economic implications. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Operation Lion's Roar has cost the Israeli economy 35 billion shekels, with defense expenditures accounting for the bulk. This financial impact reflects the substantial resources directed towards national security. Separately, Globes notes that foreign airlines, including Etihad and Ethiopian Airways, are resuming flights to Israel this week. This signals a gradual return to normalcy in international travel and economic recovery. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that Carrefour has been selected for the State Basket Program, offering a selection of products at reduced prices. This initiative aims to ease the cost of living for Israeli consumers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.